All right, you know where this third segment's going. You know, we've started this a couple of weeks ago, and this is a segment to where we really like to play with people's minds a little bit and maybe try to dupe them. And I've got some things lined up here in the next couple of weeks, but today I want to ask Bauman and Giddens a question. Have you ever been to a... this is probably going to be a hard question for Giddens to answer. But have you ever been to a restaurant where you were excited to go? Everybody, you know, just up in the air about it. It's great. It's wonderful. And then when you left, you were disappointed. And no bad publicity here or anything, but is there any restaurants that come out in your mind, Giddens, and you don't have to say the name, but you can talk about maybe the kind of food or whatever that you were just hyped up to go to, and then all of a sudden it just fizzled?
Oh, I mean, I probably didn't fizzle for the reason you'd expect, but I can definitely remember one when I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, and I went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and they had crab legs on the buffet. And so I went up there and I kept eating from the buffet and kept getting crab legs. And after a while, they said, "Sir, you got to stop getting crab legs." And I said, "Why? It's a buffet. I can just keep getting them." He said, "You can get anything else you want except for the crab legs." And I said, "That's all I want. I just want the crab legs." So they kicked me out.
Made him leave, Bob.
Not surprised at all.
I mean, it's kind of like an umpire looking at a coach who's fussing at a call. You're out of here. Okay, Bauman, what about you? Have you ever just been really disappointed?
I went to a place, and I love shrimp. Got the shrimp. Tasted fine. That night, got home. Didn't end up the way I wanted it to. There was a bathroom trip going out both ends, I'll say that.
Wow, I'm here to tell you. Well, I have actually gone to a place one time. It was a Mexican place, not here and around the Coosa Valley.
Taco Bell. Admit,
no, that's not Mexican.
that's pulp.
That's pulp. All right, so you know, it was hyped up to me, and I wanted to go, and I was like, Bauman, when I got home, oh my goodness, I mean, it was trip after trip after trip. Me and the Porcelain Throne had a personal relationship that evening, but
wonderful, right. Visuals I'm getting right now.
Oh, yeah, both wonderful visual. All right, so I'm going to ask you this. As of COVID, really kind of knocked the buffet. You talked about the buffet with the crab legs. COVID kind of shut a lot of buffets down, but there's still some out there. What are ones that you know of right now? I know there's still a few. Golden Corral still open.
Yeah, I mean, locally I can think of Ma Marie's.
Yep.
And Los Poblanos in Childersburg. They have a lunch buffet. But, yeah, a lot of them. I mean, we had Peking here in town. They stopped due to COVID, and you blamed it on me when the last time we went in there. You said that I was the reason Peking shut down their buffet.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. But now there are still some, like I said, some Golden Corrals. You still have some Morrison's. They're still kind of dangling around. You have some Piccadilly's. What's the super buffets that have Chinese and fish
like hibachi
and stuff?
Sushi buffet. There's one in Pelham I can think of by the UPS store. I took Alex with me after we called that basketball game up there, and I said, you can get as many plates as you want, and my limit is three more than that.
I got two.
Oh, my Lord. And so yours was five.
Yeah.
And you did five.
Did I do five?
Yeah, you did five.
Yeah.
Where was it? He was a six at Mama Marie's one day.
Six plates and three desserts.
Good Lord. Well, I, you know, with all that being said, and all of these buffets.
With all that being eight, yeah.
Here's my revelation to the public who's listening to this right now, and they're thinking, where is this going? Well, I'll tell you where it's going. If you are going to a buffet, okay, anywhere in this state, I'm going to go on and tell you, if you're going to a buffet and you walk in the front door and you see Michael Giddens standing in front of you in line for that buffet, I need to tell you that
you've been mugged.
Don't you think, Giddo?
Yeah, and I haven't been, so it's perfect. All of you have been, but I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. If you're in front of somebody in line in a buffet, they're going to get it.
But if I see like Joey Chestnut in front of me, then I've been mucked.
Joey Chestnut would only eat hot dogs.
A hot dog buffet? Is that such a thing? We should have a hot dog. You know, we should invent a hot dog buffet.
Ernie's should just ride around the block and have buffet as he's riding around.
Like an ice cream truck.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Could he do that with corn dogs, Bowman?
I would eat a whole lot of corn dogs.
I guarantee you.
I'd turn into one at that point.
Art, so I got to ask.
An LSU fan?
I would ask, who would win a corn dog eating contest between the two of you?
Alex, he's trained for this whole life.
Would you outdo him?
I could, yeah. He'd probably get choked on one of the sticks.
How many sticks would you have on your plate when everything was over with, Alex?
If I hadn't eaten all day and the day before, at least 40.
40?
Yeah, I could eat 40.
Oh, my goodness.
How big are these corn dogs?
Hey, wait a minute now. This is an Angel Reese statement here. I could eat 40 at will.
I said if I hadn't eaten the day before or the day of, I could eat 40.
40?
40. How big is the corn dog? Show me with your hands.
Are you talking about them little mini ones with no sticks?
No, I'm talking about the ones I bring in here to eat for lunch.
Okay, with sticks.
Yeah.
Those aren't small, people. Okay. I just want y'all to know.
40. Good 40. Lord.
Now, there's a time constraint that changes.
Well, yeah.
But I could eat 40.
I mean, Giddens is never on a time constraint. I mean, come on.
I'm on a waist constraint.
That's right. But trust me when I tell you that if you go to a buffet and you are in line behind Michael Giddens,
you've been mugged.